This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Wednesday, July the 8th. Gunner, Cheyenne, producer JP, we're at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108 on Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne.
Today's Thursday.
I'll just say Wednesday, my thing.
Oh, it does say Wednesday. This week has been one of those weeks where every day is a different day.
The date has not changed. Wednesday, Thursday, July 9th. I even have the July wrong. No, Thursday, July 9th. Thanks for catching that one, producer JP.
I'm on it.
I was just looking dead at you, just like, he's doing his thing.
All right, everything's accurate.
Yeah.
Right?
Good to see I trusted you.
Good to see my college degree's paying off.
That's right. Instagram and Facebook, you can find us at Gunner and Cheyenne. Look at a high of your 110 today. I had a dream last night. I got the COVID testing.
Really?
And I remember them having to pin me down and all this. But I read somebody's post yesterday. I think that's why my mind went that way overnight. Is that what if, like, when they were talking about, like, how in your mouth you can take DNA tests and everything else, why aren't they swabbing your mouth?
Well, so that's what Arizona ASU, like, I won't call them doctors, but, like, scientists are looking at.
There's so much DNA, and if COVID comes from spread from coming out of your mouth, they should be able to detect it by swabbing your mouth, right? Instead of going to the back of your nose, into your way up there. They're like, what if they're going up your nose because they're implanting something up there, right? Yeah, I read that on Facebook. That messed me up yesterday. So then I'm dreaming about it overnight where they're trying to swab me up my nose. I'm like, no!
To implant COVID into your nasal
cavity. No, implant something, yeah. Isn't that crazy? Because if they could swab it out of your mouth. But anyway, that was something crazy that happened to me last night.
I feel like I need to go home and go to sleep now.
No, you'll dream about, you know, all that stuff. But hey, what happened to the eye doctor yesterday?
Oh, my Lanta. So I'm sitting in the eye doctor exam room, right? And all of a sudden I hear this other patient start yelling at the receptionist because, get this, they're 15 minutes behind, okay? I've worked in a doctor's office. Sometimes exams go long because you don't realize that a patient needs more than they were originally scheduled for. It happens. But this guy's like, this is unacceptable. I'm in pain. You shouldn't be 15 minutes behind. 1:30 is 1:30. And he's just going off on this poor receptionist. And she's like, I'm sorry. I work the front. Let me see what I can do. And it was to the point where I almost came out of the exam room to say, hey, dude, I get it. But the rest of us are trying to get seen too.
Out of the exam room or the waiting room?
I was in the exam room.
So you're back already behind the counter.
Yeah.
You were being seen. You
were and I could hear him in the reception, like, lobby. That's how mad this guy was. Over 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you're lucky you haven't been here for 45 because that's how that's what happens at doctor's offices. Yeah. Because they get busy. There's charting that has to be done. There's a lot of things that happen when they're not in the room.
How much longer would it have been before you would have come out of that exam room?
If you would have started getting a little bit more aggressive with your receptionist, because she's so nice, I would have come out and said something. But also, I'm a 5'5 girl, so
and a bald head. That's like G.I. Jane. You come out, he'll shut his mouth.
Hey!
He'll shut his mouth. Hey, later on this hour, 6:40, we got one big trivia game. I am widening the gap as far as winning this thing. I don't know.
You're only up by three.
I know, but I'm. Did I not win yesterday?
It's not even record numbers yet.
Did I win yesterday? I'm widening the gap.
Oh, cheese
widening
rice.
The separation there.
Do we need to leave the room for your ego? We need to make some room.
I know it is getting small in here.
Sorry to feel claustrophobic.
Push y'all out of here. I'm up 18-15. One big trivia game. 6:40 this morning. The buzz is on the way later on this hour. What you got coming up, Cheyenne?
Well, we can expect another drive-in concert happening at the end of this month. I'm gonna let you know who it is and how much it's gonna cost. Yep, it's all coming up at 6:50 with the buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne, coming up later on this morning, 7:20. So just a little over an hour from right now, we're going to be doing Am I the Jerk? You tell us about a situation where you could possibly be the jerk, and we'll let you know whether it was a jerk move.
You're a jerk.
Or if it was not a jerk
not move. A jerk.
That's coming up at 7:20 this morning.
We always know when you got new buttons to play with.
Oh, I love it.
We'll make up any reason to use them.
Yeah.
The jerk store just called. They're running out of you.
They're our favorite.
That's 100% premium beef jerky.
7:20 this morning, Am I the Jerk, right here on Camel Country at 107.9. Producer JP munching on cold chicken nuggets. We had this whole conversation yesterday where he enjoys cold cheeseburgers and just cold food, and
yeah,
he's munching on cold chicken nuggets today. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't get it. But I mean, but then again, I did mention the cold panko chicken strip yesterday.
Well, yeah, why are you making fun of his chicken nuggets when you eat cold chicken strips?
I don't know. I think he's just going to kind of purposefully eat cold food now because it's his thing.
Probably.
It's a good time.
But would you enjoy it more if it was heated? I mean, what if you had a cold cheeseburger and a warm cheeseburger side by side? Which one are you going after?
I'm
going
to go for the warm cheeseburger, but that takes more effort.
So it is a lazy thing.
But I kind of enjoy it at the same time.
Are you into eating cold food? We talked about it a little bit yesterday, you know, but it was more so, have you gotten sick from cold food? I really don't know. We didn't get anybody that said that they have gotten sick from eating cold food out of the fridge.
Right.
Because I think you heat it up, you kill any bacteria. If it's in the fridge, there's not going to be any bacteria that even has time to grow on there.
That's true.
You enjoy eating cold food. We'd love to hear from you. 602-260-1079. One big trivia game's on the way at 6:40 right here in Camel Country at 107.9. Well, we've been talking about cold food. Producer JP loves eating cold food in the morning. I'll do it if I'm in a hurry. You know, it's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Do you do it? Is it safe to do? Mark, what's up, man?
Yeah, that cold food thing?
Yeah.
Your buddy's safe.
He's safe. Why are you confident that he's safe eating the cold food?
Because I'm in the medical field, and the temperature in the fridge is cold enough to keep viruses and bacteria dead.
There it is. Nothing to worry about. Pulling it out of the fridge. You
Except
know.
For your taste buds not enjoying it.
Hey, your taste buds can still enjoy cold food. You said you like cold pizza.
That's it. Cold pizza. Nothing else. Because I like the cold pineapple. I like the crunch and the juice of the cold pineapple.
Oh, yeah. On like a Hawaiian pizza.
Right. But again, this is I'm referring to cold food that should be warm. Right? Like pizza, you normally eat it warm. Chicken strips, you normally eat it warm, hot out of the oven.
Oh, man, with like a buffalo sauce,
yeah,
blue cheese.
Exactly. I'm not talking about like salads. I love salads.
Yeah.
Those are meant to be cold. I'm talking about foods that are meant to be warm.
Jordan, tell us about your cold food.
I believe the cold food is safe to eat. I've never gotten sick anyways.
Based on experience and you eating cold food, what kind of cold food are you eating out of the fridge?
The thing I like most is cold chicken fried steak.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't even like warm chicken fried steak.
Okay, so let me put it this way. It can only be my mom's chicken fried steak. Like, restaurant chicken fried steak is not that great. But my mom's, for whatever reason, the next day cold, it's amazing.
Do you prefer it hot or do you prefer it cold?
I guess it depends on the mood.
Nah, you gotta have it hot. If you're gonna eat it like in its ideal state,
yeah,
chicken fried steak, it's gotta be hot with some mashed potatoes and some gravy.
Or not at all, in my opinion.
Santan Dan's been hanging on hold for quite a while. Santan Dan!
What's happening?
How are you?
Having a ball yourself?
Doing all right. Do you have a lot of caffeine this morning? Because you're on it, man.
I'm still on my first cup, and we were bringing up this cold stuff. And, you know, I got to say, I've been on hold so long, and now I got cold coffee. You know?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we were talking about cold food earlier. Producer JP likes to eat cold hamburgers and hot dogs out of the fridge.
Oh, I eat cold everything out of the fridge. Cold lasagna, any type of you ever have cold soup out of a can?
Oh, no. Gross. No.
Never
no.
Again in my life.
You know, you want one of the best ones? Cold chili.
Cold chili out of the can.
Cold chili out of the can.
I guess it is all pre-cooked, but still, yeah. like chicken noodle soup. Are you talking like chicken noodle?
Yeah, chicken noodle soup will work good, but I like have the chicken corn chowder.
I feel like there's like chunks of like flavor stuff that needs to be like, like dissolved in heat.
Stuff.
You know?
I can usually see all sides of the coin, but no, I can't.
Yeah, I could definitely see the cold pizza, but you got the first thing is cold pizza can only come at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I could eat cold pizza any time of the day.
You're hungover. And you get up in the morning and you're in your pajamas, you're scratching, and you go to the fridge and you go and grab that cold piece of pizza and two beers.
Yeah.
And then you take the first beer and you pop it out and you dump it in the sink.
Why do you dump the that's a waste of beer?
Because the first beer always tastes like crap.
So you dump
the first beer in the sink, and then you pop the second one and drink it, and you're good to go.
What does the pouring it down the sink do?
It gets rid of the first beer that always tastes like crap.
Okay.
All right. I see the method to your madness,
but it doesn't make any sense. Come on, Gunner.
I just see it as a waste of alcohol.
No, that's not the point. It just the first beer tastes like crap, so you dump it away, and then you drink the second one.
All right, Santander, that's enough for you today.
He was trying really hard to convince us.
It ain't going to work. It's a waste of alcohol, man.
Yeah.
All right, one big trivia game is next right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
Team Gunner taking a lead, widening the gap after a victory yesterday, 18-15 over Team Cheyenne. Back to whenever somebody loses on that respective team, they are back the following day to try and get a little redemption. So back today on Team Cheyenne is Lisa in surprise.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Are you ready to take Mr. Cocky over here down today?
I'm hoping so, but no toothpaste in gallons.
Thank you.
She's still on the question
from
yesterday.
I was still baffled about that yesterday.
And on Team Gunner this morning, the winning team is Dennis and Mesa. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
Man, you're going down, girl.
Wow. Yeah. He doesn't even need you to trash talk. He's got it himself.
All right, here we go. Producer JP, question number one.
Here we go. What do you call a woman who agrees to have a baby on behalf
Cheyenne.
Of...
Cheyenne!
Ooh.
Surrogate.
Surrogate is correct.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah! Right.
Lucky.
Next question.
She's got the woman thing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Next question.
Come on, Gunner.
Hey, order in the court. Next question. Name one of the two most popular exercises that works out your pectoral muscles. I heard Cheyenne. Oh.
I don't know. Cheyenne.
Bench press.
Bench press or push-ups is correct.
Yes.
Not good.
Yeah.
2 for Team Cheyenne, 0 for Team Gunner. Next question. The 100-acre woods is...
Gunner.
Dang it. There's more to that question, though. So
probably. Probably. But we'll give it a shot here, Dennis.
I don't know, Gunner. You bit the button.
All right, yeah, I know I did.
You lost me.
I'm going to go Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is correct. The 100-acre woods is where Christopher Robin plays with characters from what Disney story?
Winnie the Pooh. Piglet, Tigger. All right.
1 for Team Gunner, 2 for Team Cheyenne. Next question. Finish this Kenny Chesney lyric. Scared to live, scared to die.
Gunner.
Cheyenne.
Her Gunner.
Go for it, Gunner. You got it, man. Come on, dude.
You're delusional.
Here and now.
Incorrect.
No. Yeah. Can you finish the question, please?
You got it. Finish this Kenny Chesney lyric. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but...
Lisa?
We try.
That is correct. Team Cheyenne is the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
What
I don't
about
know
that gap? What about that gap?
It's shrinking. Yes, the gap is shrinking.
Good job, Lisa. Thank you for playing.
Nicely done there, Lisa, getting Team Cheyenne a victory. Dennis, we'll have you back tomorrow. We'll get that win tomorrow, okay?
All right, buddy.
Sorry,
I'll be
Dennis.
Here.
Cheyenne is now up 18 to now 16 with Team Cheyenne. One big trivia game. Back at it tomorrow, 6:40 right here in Camel Country, 107.9. The buzz is on the way, Cheyenne. What you got coming up?
Exciting news at the end of the month. We've got another drive-in concert series to look forward to. I'm going to let you know who's going to be there, when it is, and how much you can expect tickets to be. It's coming up in 6 minutes with The Buzz on Camel Country, 107.9.
Gunner and Cheyenne. Apparently, snazzy is the best word you could use when doling out compliments at work.
I love that
snazzy.
Word. Snazzy? Everything about that makes me happy. I was going to say professional. Like, you look very professional today.
Yeah, because you can't say you look good.
Yeah.
Right? Because that can almost come off. It shouldn't feel like it's coming off that way, but this day and age.
Yeah, you never know.
People are complaining about everything.
Yeah.
You can end up at the HR office because you said, hey, you look good.
Right.
What?
He told me I looked good today.
Well, that was totally sexual. And he was saying this and that. I mean, but how can snazzy come off bad?
It can't.
Yeah.
Such a snazzy word.
They gave examples on how to use it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hey, those are some snazzy earrings you've got on.
That sounds like something I would say.
Or, wow, that's a snazzy shirt.
Oh, I like it. I feel like you just dove into my mind of compliments.
Other words, other safe words. Neat, slick, and nifty.
Nifty! Also another great word. Hey, you look slick today.
You are one that has the little cheesy lines, so I could totally see you using these words.
I also use a vocabulary that people like the 1940s use.
Yeah. I mean, all these words do feel like my grandma would have said this.
Which is me. I'm basically a grandma in a 29-year-old body.
What other words, work when complimenting coworkers? You can text us at 22108. It just sucks that, you got to be safe, super safe these days,
Because the sad part is you never know.
You never know.
I really feel like I have to use these words with you guys. You look so snazzy today.
Well, gee whiz, Gunner and Cheyenne. You look swell today.
Gee whiz. Hey, on our way up to a high near 110 today. On the way at 720, one of our newer segments, Am I the Jerk? You tell us about a situation that's going on in your life that you kind of feel like, gosh, was I a little jerk with that one? Or, we'll discuss it. We'll ultimately come up to a conclusion on whether you were the jerk.
You're a jerk.
Or not the jerk.
Not a jerk.
We're giving Gunner a reason to use these buttons.
That's right. I got a whole lot more. Hey, you got this one too.
Hello, Karen.
All right. Am I the Jerk? 720 right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Mornings with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country, 107.9.
Coming up at 7:30, a brand new edition of I Love You, Man. I'm calling dudes at work, conversing with them, and I always end the call with an I Love You, Man. Will they say it back? Finding out at 7:30. On the way here at 7:20, am I the jerk? Situations where you're thinking, like, gosh, am I the jerk in this situation, or am I... Are people just giving me a hard time?
Right. It's the one that you don't know and you need a third party, unbiased opinion.
Angela's hanging on hold. Tell us about a situation that happened over the holiday weekend that involves a cousin and heels. And she's asking, is she the jerk because of the way she acted in this situation? So 6 minutes away, right here on Camel Country 107.9, we have got Am I the Jerk? Dierks Bentley now. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Time for one of our newer segments called Am I the Jerk?
Am I the Jerk? A great big jerk, or am I really a saint? A jerk? Country crew. who's got the final word on that? You think you did the right thing, then put it on a shirt that says, am I the jerk?
You tell us about a situation in your life, and we will determine on whether you are a jerk.
You're a jerk.
Or not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Angela, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so what you got for Am I the Jerk?
So I was celebrating over the past weekend with my family, and it was time for family photos. So, you know, I come downstairs and dress in my festive outfit. I've got on my heels. I'm 5'5". I like to be, you know, a little taller, so my heels are 5'8". And we all go and gather around in the photo spot. And I'm standing next to my cousin, and I look at him, and he's looking like a sourpuss. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And he says he's mad because I'm standing next to him, and he's short. And even though he's older than me, I'm taller than him already without my heels. But then I make him look really short without them.
So he's angry at you for keeping your heels on in the photo?
Yeah, he was like, can you take your shoes off? I'm like, no. And then his mom asked the same thing. I'm like, no, this is, like, you came to my house. I'm going to wear my heels. Am I a jerk for leaving my heels on?
Is Angela the jerk?
No.
She's not a jerk for leaving the heels on.
No. First of all, don't shame her because she's taller than your child. Second of all, teach your male son, if he is on the shorter side, that a confident man doesn't care if a woman is standing next to him taller than him. Like, it doesn't matter your height. Your height doesn't make you the person. She shouldn't have to take her heels off because he's insecure.
Why does she got to get all, like, defensive? I think she's a jerk for not taking them off. It was a simple request. Just take the shoes off for the picture. Take them off.
Why are you going to make her take them off? She's dressed up. It's a part of her outfit. Why? There's no point in it.
Is it a full? Is the photo full body? What is the heels gonna make or break the photo? It's a simple request.
Okay, is her being taller than him gonna make or break the photo? No. Is he gonna look back on it in a week and go, "Oh, I'm shorter than her." So, who cares?
22108 is our text number. Is Angela a jerk in this situation?
I'm going to go with no. I'm saying no. I'm sticking by her. Girl power, man. Wear your heels. I'm also 5'5". I'm going to wear my heels. I don't care if you're 5'4",
it's
or 5'3".
It's a photo. And a family member said, hey, can you take your heels off for the photo?
Oh,
it's
so sorry.
Seconds. Take the shoes off for seconds.
No,
put them back on.
It's part of her outfit. Maybe your shirt offends me. You're going to take your shirt off because I don't want to look at that shirt for forever
in
the photo?
I'll take my Rolling Stone shirt off. The Rolling Stones offend you?
My point is it the simple request? It takes 2 seconds. Are you going to take it off? No, you're not.
It takes, I think me standing there with my man boobs in the photo is going to look a lot different.
You always wear an undershirt. What if you had an undershirt on? Are you going to take it off? You're still not going to take it off because you like that shirt. She likes her heels.
All right. We're not going to be able to determine the outcome of this one. Text us at 22108. Angela, who refused to take her heels off while standing next to her short cousin in a photo. Cheyenne doesn't think she's being a jerk here. I do think she's being a jerk. So text us at 22108. Not a jerk or a jerk. We'll get to an outcome on this one coming up. Brand new I Love You Man on the way here in 6 minutes on Camel Country 107.9. Well, we have a clear winner in this last call that we had from Angela with Am I the Jerk? Massive amount of text messages coming in and saying that she is not the jerk.
Yeah.
Family photo over the holiday weekend. Angela was there in her heels. Her shorter cousin said, hey, can you take the heels off of the picture? She said, no. Oh, my fault you're short.
Right. It's not happening.
And so she's asking if she's a jerk for not taking off her heels. You say she's not a jerk. I say she's a jerk for not just, I mean, it's a simple question. Why blow it out of proportion? You know? But every single text message, I think it was one to like 100 text messages that say, yeah, she's a jerk. One of the text messages from the 480 saying, not a jerk. I'm a shorter than average man, and I don't have any issues with a woman being taller than me. Insecure boys have issues.
Yes.
All right. So we have determined the outcome of Angela's Am I the Jerk question with?
Not a jerk.
I knew you were I could see your finger twitching. You just needed to hit it.
I needed to hit that button. All right. Another Am I a Jerk situation coming up at 7:40. A gal who wanted to remain anonymous. We're calling her Tempe Girl. Her boyfriend took her on a vacation to Sedona. He got there first. She showed up later. What he did and how she reacted. leaves her asking the question, am I the jerk? That's all the way at 740. Right now, it's a brand new I Love You Man.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
and I love you, man.
Will they say it back? We'll call a couple of pet stores today.
Okay.
Here is a pet store in Michigan.
Coastbusters Fish.
So if I get a frog pond installed on my property, can you guys outfit the pond with some frogs?
Like what kind of frog?
Just anything that rivets.
How would you keep the frogs contained? I mean, if you... what do you... I don't know.
My plan is to make it, like, so comfy that I don't... you know, I don't think that they're going to want to leave.
Yeah, it has to be bullfrogs, though.
What does a bullfrog sound like? Is it just, like, ribbit?
I don't know. It's more like a croaking noise.
Ribbit?
Yeah. Pretty close.
All right, bullfrog it is. Hey, I love you, man.
Yep.
Hey, have a good day. I love you.
Yep.
Love you, brother.
Yeah.
Thought I'd get him in the end.
I know, but that long pause, you never know.
Yeah, it's true. It's like the roulette wheel and the ball going around. Where's it going to land? Where's it going to land? Where's it going to land?
And then it gets a little bit slower, and you're like, okay.
Here's another pet store. This one is in Florida.
Can I help you?
I've been having issues sleeping at night, and I've been told that croaking frogs would kind of help with that. Do you guys sell frogs?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Do they croak?
Not during the day, they don't. Maybe at night, they might. We have albino bullfrogs.
Ooh, what do those sound like?
Like a typical bullfrog.
Like a ribbit?
Yeah.
Hey, I love you, man.
Oh, back at you.
Oh!
That doesn't count, though.
Doesn't count?
No.
Oh.
Womp womp.
You returned the love, but it was not the words we were looking for.
It was not the All phrase right. we needed.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. All right, that is I Love You Man, Camel Country 107.9. So we got a text from somebody for Am I the Jerk, and she wants to remain anonymous, so we're going to call her Tempe Girl.
Okay.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Am I the Jerk, one of our newer segments where you tell us about a situation and where you're thinking about, am I the jerk in this situation, or was I perfectly in the right?
We're going to debate it, and we're going to help you decide.
Tempe Girl says, my boyfriend took me on a vacation before we moved into our new house up to Sedona. I'm staying at the Sky Ranch Lodge. I'd been driving all day, and the kids and I were tired and cranky. And he was already up in Sedona when the evening came, and she got there. He had already gone through a 12-pack of White Claws, LOL.
Wow.
I was up for some adult festivities and got upset when he wasn't being romantic. And she got upset, and they ended up leaving the next morning.
Oh, wow.
So Tempe Girl's asking, is she the jerk in this situation?
I mean, I'm going to go with yeah.
She's being the jerk for getting upset that he was hammered on White Claw.
Yeah, I think that she's being a little too much about it.
Really?
I do. And you're looking at me because I don't think you thought I was going to say that.
We're going to be opposite on this one as well.
Interesting. I don't think so because it's their vacation. It's not, you know, he got up there early. Do I think he overdrank and overconsumed? Absolutely, because you need to drink responsibly, and that's not responsible, especially 12-pack of White Claw. Wow. But I think that she still should have cut him slack. It's his vacation, too. She wasn't up there. He was by himself. I can't say I would have done the same. Wouldn't have done the same thing.
But you're on a vacation. Your wife is not there, or your girlfriend's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing she's coming, I mean, you could do other things to kill time than to pound a 12-pack of White Claw. At least, like, wait for her and then start drinking together, right?
I mean, yes, I see your point, but I still think leaving the next day was a little too much. Like, I would have been like, I'm mad. Let's talk about it in the morning, and I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I'm also not going to kibosh the whole vacation because I got mad that you were hammered and I wasn't.
Tempe Girl, is she a jerk in this situation, or is she not a jerk?
I wouldn't have left. I would have, trust me, I would have been ready to fight in the morning. Like, there's no joke about that. Like, it would have been gladiator in the morning.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have left. I would have made my point known and my feelings known, but I wouldn't have left. And I think leaving was a serious jerk move.
Text us at 22108. I don't know. She had basis to act like that. You know, I dude, if I would have showed up somewhere and my wife was hammered to where she's passed out, it happened in Vegas. She missed dinner with some friends.
I'm shocked to hear that from
you. Yeah, she was in bed for like 6 hours in the middle of the afternoon.
Well, I'm not shocked about that part. Yeah. I'm shocked to hear it. Like, I thought we would agree on this situation.
No.
Interesting.
No, she's not a jerk. What do you think? Texas 22 What Away. Producer JP, what do you think?
I think that he's the jerk, so she is not the jerk.
He's the jerk, yeah. So she's not the jerk. So
it's vacation.
JP and I are on the same page.
You should be ready for romantic activities, okay. You know?
Wow. Well,
they also got kids coming, too, though. Maybe he wasn't thinking that. You know,
maybe
he wasn't thinking romantic activities because the kids were there.
Right. Let's be honest, if you're sharing the same room, that's not going to happen. So,
but the way she reacted and getting angry because he was not down for it.
Wait till tomorrow.
She got angry and she left the next morning.
Yeah. Wait till tomorrow.
Right. Is she the jerk in that situation? Text us at 22 What Away. We got the buzz coming up. Cheyenne, what you got?
Guys, I have updates in the Lady Antebellum issue with their name change and you're going to be blown away.
I thought everything was settled.
No. You're getting
okay.
Oh, it's big news. Right. And there's money involved, and I'm gonna let you know exactly what that is coming up in 6 minutes with the buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Coming up at 8, we've got the outcome as to whether Tempe Girl is the jerk for reacting the way she did when she showed up in Sedona and her boyfriend was hammered on White Claw. We got a text saying a 12 pack of White Claw. Does he have a uterus? Because she said that she showed up in Sedona, and he was hammered on a whole 12-pack of White Claw.
That's adorable.
So we'll get the outcome of that coming up at 8. But right now, your code word to get in on this Brad Paisley private Zoom session we've got coming up next week.
It's social, S-O-C-I-A-L, social. Put it in at camel1079.com.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
I know we've talked about it a lot, but we're going to talk a little bit more about COVID-19, coronavirus, and contact tracing, because this is something, Gunner, you and I have talked about very openly on the air. How are we supposed to trust the numbers when we don't know where people have been that have coronavirus? Mm-hmm. Well, Maricopa County Health Department had a press conference yesterday, and to sum up what she says only 1 in 10 cases is getting reported to public health, so it is really hard to, you know, trace anything.
So
when
1 in 10 is being reported to public health.
So 9 are going unreported.
But the cases are confirmed that they have coronavirus.
Yes, but when they're not getting reported, so wherever it is, it's not getting reported, okay? That's number one.
Right.
Number two, they say contact tracing is not effective when it's already community spread, okay? She says, I understand why people want to know where the COVID-19 is and where people have been, but it's important for people to know that it's circulating throughout the community. So by the time somebody gets tested and it actually gets back to the public health department, the person is already exposed, basically,
I mean,
everybody
makes sense.
They know.
Yeah. Where were you 2 weeks ago? I was at Kohl's. Okay, so how do you find out?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
how do you
find out? I think I was at Kohl's. Let me check my debit card transaction because I don't remember. So that is just something to keep in mind, is that it is hard. So if you are tested positive, make sure you report it to the health department. Now, Lady Antebellum. Remember, about a month ago, they decided to change their name from Lady Antebellum to Lady A. Then they found out there was a singer out of Seattle, a jazz singer, who's been using the name Lady A for her entire career. She said, you can't use it. We need to talk about this. Then they had a Zoom meeting. In that Zoom meeting, they all came to terms that they would live in a coexistent way. Lady Antebellum would support her career. They, in exchange, she would let them use the name. So they went to court. They put it in writing. They were going to agree. Lady Antebellum sent the agreement to Lady A, the individual singer, okay? Then she came back with an attorney and said, nope, I want $10 million.
That attorney saw the news story and just had dollar signs in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he got in her ear and said, hey, you can get a lot of money with this.
Here's the thing with it, though. Lady Antebellum trademarked Lady A over a decade ago. And when they did, so when you go to put out a trademark, there's a release that comes out and people have the ability to basically say, no, you can't use that because I already used it or it's already trademarked. That never happened. So by their trademark license, they're able to use Lady A and they don't have to give her jack squat baloney.
So she's gonna lose out on this.
Oh,
yep.
Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
Check squat baloney.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing. But I'm going to keep you updated as soon as we get more information in and see where this whole thing pans out. We want to go everywhere you're going today. Just download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne. That's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
The outcome on the Am I the Jerk situation with Tempe Girl. The result of the text messages coming in. We'll let you know next here on Camel Country. All right. Thank you to everybody that texted in at 22108. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We are doing a segment wrapping it up right now called Am I the Jerk? Where Tempe Girl, she wanted to remain anonymous about this situation. She told us of a recent situation where she was, she's wondering, is she the jerk? Or is she perfectly in the clear? And what's the word I'm looking for? Is she perfectly...
She's fine. She made
fine.
The right choice.
She made the right choice, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, my boyfriend took me on a vacation before we moved into our new house up to Sedona at Sky Ranch Lodge. He was up there before her. She showed up. She'd been driving all day, was tired. She had the kids. She was cranky. And when it came to the evening, she just wanted a little one-on-one time. You know, a little, what does she say, adult festivities is her quote.
I like how she put that. That's amazing.
Well, when she showed up at the Sky Ranch Lodge, her boyfriend had already killed a 12-pack of White Claws and was hammered and was not down for being romantic. She got upset with him. They ended up leaving the next morning. So is she the jerk in this situation? Cheyenne thinks she is the jerk.
I do.
Producer JP and I, we don't think she is the jerk. I think the guy should have been a little more, knowing that she was coming, and how about enjoy that 12-pack of White Claws with her?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I see your point. But it wasn't worth, honestly, in the scale of things you could be mad about, it's not worth leaving and ruining a vacation over.
So, I agree she should not have left. I think she overreacted.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't do that. But...
He shouldn't have drank that much. She shouldn't have left. The end.
It's just a recipe for disaster.
No, it really is. A lot of the texts coming in. Still my favorite from the 602. He killed a white pack of 12, a 12-pack of White Claws. Does he have a uterus? Still a great one. Both are a jerk. More, he is a jerk, and she is a giant baby for leaving and tossing a tantrum.
Oh, yeah.
As a woman myself, I think she's the jerk. She ruined the vacation and overreacted.
See?
There's no reason the entire vacation should have been ruined because of one night.
Like I said, keep it, balled up inside, and in the morning you just tell them how you feel, and then you enjoy the rest of the vacation.
But based on the texts that have come in, we have determined that she is...
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
I just want to use this one. Eh?
That's 100% premium beef jerky.
That's what I was hoping you were going with the first time. Like, I was very underwhelmed with the first one.
Premium, though. I don't think it's 100% premium beef jerky on that one.
But I like it so much.
All right, on our way up to a high tier 110 today. Coming up at 8:20. If you were to retire rich, but still work part time, where would you be working? You got an answer? No.
I think I would still be doing, not this right now, but something along the lines.
Okay. My answer may surprise you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 8:20. I'll let you know right here in Camel Country 107.9. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday Eve.
Friday Eve. Oh, I like it.
It is Friday Eve. Or Friday Junior, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Michelle, if you were to retire rich but still work part-time, what would you be doing?
So I'd be either volunteering for a animal rescue or volunteering with a program that helps troubled kids.
Oh, I love that. Any specific reason why? Any backstory on that?
So I have always loved animals since probably the day I was born. So I've always just cared for them. And then also, animals don't have a voice, and we have to be that voice for them and make sure that they get the attention and love and care after being in such a crazy home that of abuse and neglect. And then for troubled kids, I actually have a degree in psychology, and I was a special needs teacher's aide helping troubled kids. And so I think they're just totally misunderstood with what's going on, and I would love to help give them the tools to help break through those feelings that they don't know how to express because of what they've been through.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
Michelle, you are such an awesome person. I was going to say hand out samples at Costco is what I would do part-time, but what you're doing is so much better.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Although Costco samples are pretty good. You just take the kids for lunch, and then they're good to go.
That's right. And I will gladly hand out those samples to your kids. Thanks for the call, Michelle. 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Let's say you retire rich, but you still kind of, you don't want to sit around the house.
Right. You need something to keep you occupied so you're not bored.
So you're working part-time. Where are you working? Where would you be working?
I would be working in my backyard home studio that I made, and I would do some form of voiceover work. Because I truly love what we do, but I also don't want to have to do it every day. So just like send me the script, and I'll cut your commercial.
There you go. Totally.
Like, I would do that. That's something I would do in my home. And I would be rich enough to build a really nice studio, so.
That's right. That has windows.
Yes.
Everybody in this building knows.
We're windowless.
Our gripe is there's no windows in this studio.
We are literally in the heart of this building, so we walk outside and we're like witches that or vampires that hit the sun.
But the AC is so cold in here when we walk out. It's like, oh, it feels so good. Yeah, it's 115, but it feels so good right now.
It's so good. I'm de-thawing for the last 8 hours.
Producer JP, if you're rich and retired and you wanted to work part-time, what would you be doing?
Oh, man, I'm going to be doing a food truck, y'all. I'm going to be making sliders. I'm going to be making Cuban sandwiches, grilled cheeses, fries, the whole nine.
But I could see that. That makes a lot of sense for you.
And I'm gonna cut it diagonally too, because if you cut a sandwich diagonally, not only does it taste better, but it's made with love.
How does it taste better?
Oh my goodness gracious! Have you ever had a sandwich that's cut in half by someone that's not you that made it?
No, I don't know. I just don't notice. Are you just saying that, or is it like a legitimate, like, if it's cut diagonally, it tastes better?
I feel deep in my heart that science will prove that if you cut a sandwich diagonally, it tastes better because it's made with love.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's like the toppings. You get better toppings, you know, on the corner than you would, you know, when you bite into the top.
Here, you eat a sandwich sometime that's not cut diagonally, and I'll make you one, Gunner and Cheyenne, and you tell me which one tastes better.
I don't know. text from the 623, I'd be working at Bass Pro Shop part-time if I retired.
That would be good. Do you know the discount they get? I'm pretty sure it's nice.
Is it a hefty discount working at Bass Pro?
It's got to be a nice one. Like, I can only imagine that a company like Bass Pro Shop wouldn't have a nice one.
Text us at 22108 or give us a call, 602-260-1079. What would you be doing for work part-time? You know, just to kind of kill time if you retired rich. Here's Keith Urban now. It's Camel Country, 107.9. Well, let's say you're rich, you retire, you kind of get sick of the traveling thing. But you're trying to, you know, you want to kill some time. You want to do something. You want to get back into interacting with people. So what are you doing part-time? Where would you be working? It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. So if I was rich, I definitely would have a house down in Mexico, probably right next door to Sammy Hagar.
And on the other side would be Cheyenne.
But, I mean, that would get old at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years of that, probably get sick of that.
Yeah.
But then you'd want to go do something. So you're working part-time. You're definitely not doing it for the money.
Right, because you have all the money.
Yeah. I'd hand out samples at Costco. That's what I'd do.
Honestly, you said I'd be shocked, but I'm not shocked.
You're not shocked at that?
No.
I love Costco.
I know.
But, you know, it'd either be like checking people's Costco cards at the front or writing the smiley face on the receipt. Or doing the samples. That's the only three jobs at Costco I'd do.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense, especially if you're retired. Why would you run from the cash register back to the meat department if you're retired?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Text to 22108 saying doing samples at Costco is a very physical and exhausting job.
Oh. I mean, you are on your feet the whole time and you got to deal with people, so that doesn't make
sense.
That's
true. You're dealing with hungry people. A lot of people go there just to eat those samples.
Yeah. And you got to make sure the tray's always full and people asking, when are they going to be ready?
Which I saw... The sample started again.
Oh, did they?
They have like the plastic plexiglass on the carts now, just to kind of separate, you know?
Wow.
Let's see. Bass Pro Shops, it's a 20% discount for employees. So if you decide to work there part-time.
I mean, hey, 20% is 20%.
Yeah. If I was rich and retired, I would totally love to work at a wedding dress store. I love wedding dresses.
I would cry so much.
Text in the 602, I would volunteer to hold babies in the NICU. When their parents cannot be there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I mean,
scary.
I would do that now. I just don't have time.
To go up there and hold babies?
Right.
Well, also COVID would prevent you from doing that? Well,
yeah, Debbie Downer. I know that.
Text with the 602. I would work at a dog rescue or a hospital gift shop.
Okay.
A lot of text on the sandwiches. Text with the 602. Gunner a sandwich cut in triangles is the only way to eat a sandwich. Also, I would work a street taco truck.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm all about street tacos.
All right. Mason.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you have to say about sandwiches, man?
Well, I have to say, the only way you can cut a sandwich is into triangles. If you cut it into squares or rectangles, it doesn't taste the same.
What? Why?
Not as good.
Is it because the toppings line up differently diagonal as they do vertically?
I think it's more the fact that when you have a sandwich and you cut it into a rectangle, when you go to take a bite into it, you get all the stuff on the sides of your face, whereas in a triangle, you start at the edge and you work your way to the center. You don't get that.
That's true. You do get a bigger bite. If you have a diagonal cut sandwich, you do get a bigger bite on the first bite.
I think that you've taken a page out of my book, Gunner, and you're thinking way too far into this. I think it's a psychological issue. Mom used to cut it that way. Grandma used to cut it that way. And they always made the best sandwiches. So when your sandwiches get cut that way, that's why they taste so good.
All right, coming up at 8:40, Masterpiece Theater. 12 seconds of radio airtime is what you can earn. You can go off on the sandwich situation if you want with that 12 seconds. Whatever you want to do with that 12 seconds, it's yours. Masterpiece Theater is just minutes away here in Camel Country at 107.9. Later on this morning, 10 a.m., we'll be up on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Camel107.9, and also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/GutterinCheyenne. We'll be doing a virtual hang session with Mr. Brantley Gilbert.
I'm jazzed.
Which he just built a 2,500 square foot man cave.
Seriously?
2,500 square foot man cave.
That's two of my apartments.
He's got like this massive new edition of Buck Hunter and stuff like that. So we got that to talk to him about later on today. So 10 a.m. this morning, Brantley Gilbert right there on Facebook Live. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Time for Masterpiece Theater. Cheyenne and JP, they will act out a scene from a popular movie. If you can identify that movie, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can use that 12 seconds for whatever you want. If you want to shout out your local business, if you want to say hello to a friend, if you want to sing a song, tell a joke, whatever you want to do, we just have three rules you got to follow.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
Action.
And don't act like I'm going behind your back. I know you put us down as Michael's medical contact at school.
There's a huge difference between paying for a broken arm and being legally responsible for someone. I mean, a kid we barely know.
That's another thing. We need to find out more about his past.
He won't talk about it. He's like an onion. You have to peel him back a layer at a time.
Not if you use a knife. What if we took him to, like, a child psychologist or something?
You really expect Big Mike to...
Michael.
You really expect Michael to lie down on a couch and talk about his childhood like he's Woody Allen or something? Michael's gift is his ability to forget. He is made at... To no one that doesn't... I can't read that sentence.
You're right.
Excuse me? You're right? How do those words taste coming out of your mouth?
Like vinegar. That was definitely a typo on my end.
I think it was mad. It was mad. Right?
I was excited. I was in here laughing to myself this morning. I was like, this is going to be a good one. I'm going to stump people.
I should have been a better actor, Cheyenne Gunner. I blame myself.
Yeah, I should have like rehearsed it or something.
Yeah, or like proofread it before you printed it out. We all know I'm not the speller of the group, okay?
602-260-1079. What movie was that? 602-260-1079. If you know it, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what movie is that?
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side is right. Yay! All right, let's hear what the actual clip sounded like. Here we go.
That's another thing. We need to find out more about his past.
He won't talk about it. He's like an onion. You have to peel him back a layer at a time.
Not if you use a knife. What if we took him to a child psychologist or something?
Do you really expect Big Mike to
Michael.
Lie?
Michael.
I thought when you said that, the caller's name was Michael, and like nobody was there.
No.
And I was like,
I was just mimicking what you said. That's all I did. And I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Felt so right in the moment.
It left so much awkwardness right after he said it. Like, oh, man. Might as well just said a four-letter word right there. I mean, everybody would have reacted the same way. All right, Josh and Chandler, you've earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. We just have three rules to follow.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
All right, Michael, are you ready, Josh? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man, your 12 seconds starts now.
Okay. Starts now.
All right, you ready, bud? Oh, maybe he's not there anymore.
Oh, no.
It says he had, JP put on that he was going to talk about sandwiches taste better diagonally.
Oh, okay. Well, we know how he feels about it.
Dude, he was there the entire time until his time started.
I know. I feel so bad.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for playing and thanks for listening today. We'll do Masterpiece Theater tomorrow, 8:40, right here in Camel Country, 107.9. 9 o'clock, we kick off your workday with a commercial-free Camel Ride. Stick around. Next week, we're going to be on a private Zoom session with country superstar Brad Paisley, and you could be on that Zoom session as well. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. I just got to enter this code word on the website.
Your code word is dance, D-A-N-C-E, dance. And you can dance your way into the Zoom session.
That's right. On the time. That's one of my favorite ones. All right, enter dance at camel1079.com, and you'll be in to win. Coming up here in 6 minutes, if you miss traveling, there's an airport offering a trip to nowhere. An airport offering a trip to nowhere.
Okay.
Tell you what this trip to nowhere is all about. Coming up here in about 6 minutes on Camel Country 107.9. Here's Dustin Lynch. So there's an airport in Taiwan. They're offering trips to nowhere for people who miss traveling.
Okay.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. I don't know how you can miss traveling this much.
I don't.
Because here's what this trip to nowhere entails.
Okay.
Okay. First, okay, go ahead with your thought. And then I'm going to ask you the question after I tell you.
I was just saying, I don't either. Like, I don't have anywhere that I, like, urge to go, to need to go right now.
So, I guess this trip to nowhere is for people that just need to be on an airplane, right?
Okay.
So, it's a fully sanitized plane, but here's what, you get to the airport, you check in for your flight, you go through security, you board this fully sanitized plane, and then you sit on the plane for half a day. The heck is wrong with people?
I mean, I like to fly. I love flying.
Yeah, but sitting on a plane for half a day, but that's just sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah. You're not actually flying.
You in for that?
No. I want to fly. I want to take off and I want to land. It's my favorite part. Maybe hit some turbulence on the way. I don't know.
Maybe some parents trying to get away from their kids. I'm going to sit on an airplane for half a day.
I mean, nobody could get to you.
Read a magazine, take a nap. On those crappy airplane seats.
You know, now that you put it in those words, sign me up.
Sign me up. But the pandemic has a lot of people staying home, maybe doing road trips. Has you taken a road trip recently?
No.
No?
No, not since I went to Payson for my birthday in May, but that's about it.
We've done Tucson. We did Tucson in April.
Right.
We took the girls, did a little picnic, went to Taco Bell, set out a blanket in a parking lot, and just had a picnic down in Tucson. I think we went to Sedona and Flagstaff, just for the day.
Right.
That was my other road trip. But aside from that, we're pondering doing one this weekend.
I think that would be a great... See, for me, in order to do any form of a road trip, I have a 3-year-old, and he doesn't form sentences yet, and he just talks, and he talks, and I can't get away from it. So why would I want to put him in a car to deal with it where I can't...
Well, when
Shut
you got a
door.
Car, you got a loud radio. Just crank it up.
I can't, but then he gets louder. It's like as the octaves on the radio go, Mom, 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 Mom!
Somehow the octaves go above yes. what the tones and the music are.
He starts yelling, and I can't get away from it.
Mom, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
He says that a lot, too. I told you, Mom. Yeah.
So we've narrowed it down. So I think we're going to try and do this road trip. And okay. My only concern is Tatum because she's on chemo.
Right.
And sometimes she gets a little dizzy in the car, a little car sick. But I think we're going to still attempt it.
Okay.
We've got some of these little throw-up bags for the hospital just in case.
Oh, good.
But we're thinking either Bisbee, which is down through Tucson. It's not far from the Mexican border,
uh-huh.
but they have like this old mining tour, which is open. So you can get on this little mining train thing
uh-huh.
and go into the mine
Fun.
And all this. So we can do Bisbee. We're thinking Flagstaff, maybe, because last time we were Flagstaff, we just went to the Walmart and left, and then left Flagstaff. So maybe doing something a little bit more in Flagstaff.
Right.
Clarkdale, which is out on the way to Sedona.
Okay.
It's not too far from Sedona. It's like a half hour from Sedona. Or Yuma. like going all the way down towards Yuma.
Okay.
Where would you go? Those four choices.
I would probably go up to Sedona. I just haven't been.
Clarkdale?
Yeah, I haven't been up there, and I just hear it's so pretty.
Well, the one thing we would do if we went to Clarkdale, there's a safari with rhinos and giraffes and stuff like that up there.
Seriously?
And lions and stuff. It's like an African safari type thing.
Sign me up.
It's not in Clarkdale, but it's kind of like out in that that area.
Oh, I'm all about that.
That sounds like the winner.
Yeah, that's my jam.
So?
Yeah. How
Bisbee,
much fun?
But Bisbee and the mine tour, though.
I know, but animals. Like
animals.
Like animals. That's so cool.
Where would you go if you had the choice on this road trip this weekend? Bisbee, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, or Yuma?
Yuma just sounds so boring.
What?
It just sounds boring.
It sounds boring?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a road trip, man. We're getting out. Getting out the house, man.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Well, they say it back. Just trying to make somebody's day brighter by spreading the love, you know?
You're so good at it.
Here we go. Here is a movie theater in New York.
Theater Daniel.
Spoiler alert.
Excuse me?
Yeah, are you guys open? Like, you know, with all the COVID?
No, not yet. We are not until the next phase, I believe.
All right. Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert what?
I don't know. I just kind of felt like the right thing to say. But, hey, I love you, man.
All right. Well, I love you too, man.
Oh, wow. No. Honestly, I didn't expect that. I didn't think he was going to give it back.
Oh, here's a movie theater in Illinois.
Cinema, this is Steve. How may I help you?
So I'm trying to find the name of a movie, and I'm kind of stumped, hoping that you'd be able to help me out.
What movie?
It stars Paul Rudd.
Is it currently playing in our cinema?
No, I think it came out like 2009-ish. He plays a real estate guy. He's got a great job, beautiful home, you know, and a loving wife-to-be.
All right. Well,
I know a little bit more about the movie. Unfortunately, due to his devotion to both his work and fiance, he's failed to make any new friends. You know, so with his wedding fast approaching, the pressure's on to find a best man. Do you know kind of what that movie is?
Yeah. Gosh, I did see it. Oh, Jason Segel's in it. Well, I love you, man, or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Hey, I love you too.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. It was good to show up to work today, then, I guess.
Gotta take that one, right?
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Did you know what movie that was?
I had no idea.
Slap in the bass. Yes, I did.
That is I Love You, Man, Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.